If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we are preparing during the month of May for a tremendous summer revival. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and in the months of June, July, and August, we're expecting a tremendous spiritual renewal. We're asking all of our radio friends to join with us during the month of May, spending a little while every day praying specifically that God will send a revival to our city during the days of the summer. So mark these days with prayer. Every day in the month of May, just a moment or two in prayer for revival in our day here in the city of Fort Worth, in all of our churches, summertime, revival time, and the blessings of God in a spiritual renewal. We believe what America needs is a great spiritual awakening, and we believe the place for it to start is right here in the city of Fort Worth. In the meanwhile, during these days of May, every Sunday is a special day. This coming Sunday, of course, that is the services today on May the 8th, is Mother's Day. Next Sunday, 1 week from today, we have Graduates' Day. On Sunday, May the 22nd, we have Youth Day, and on Sunday, May the 29th, Baby Day. So all the days of May are important, outstanding days here at Worth Baptist Church. We invite you to come today, Mother's Day. What a way to honor Mother as you honor God on Mother's Day 1977. Today, we invite you to visit with us in our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, where we have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level, where we have but one textbook, and that is the Bible. We invite you to our Sunday morning worship service, which begins at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship service, which is at 7. We have a special Sunday afternoon Sunday school at 3 o'clock. Our midweek services are Wednesday night at 7:30. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. You'll feel at home. You'll be made welcome. You'll discover a friendly atmosphere in which to worship Christ in the beauty of holiness in all the services of Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our motto in the Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our theme this year is building for Christ as we build for eternity. We're now in the process of building a new church plant at Campus Drive and Loop 820. We're looking forward to entering this in the fall of this year. We covet your prayers as we continue building for Christ as we build for eternity. But meanwhile, at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you and your family to share with us the blessings of God today. This word of special announcement concerning our annual meeting of the World Baptist Fellowship. This meeting convenes on Monday, May the 16th through Thursday, May the 19th. These will be exciting days with us as people and pastors will be coming from all over the nation to attend the annual meeting of the World Baptist Fellowship. Mark that date. Monday night, May the 16th, is open house. On that night, Dr. Bob Gray of the Trinity Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, who is known across America, one of America's greatest preachers, will be speaking. That's Monday night, May the 16th, Dr. Bob Gray. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, the fellowship, and we're looking forward to a wonderful time. All of these services will be meeting on the campus of the Arlington Baptist College, 3001 West Division, in Arlington, Texas. Remember those dates again, Monday, May the 16th through Thursday, May the 19th with our featured speaker, Dr. Bob Gray. We invite you to attend all of those services on the campus of Arlington Baptist College. Meanwhile, back at our regular schedule of services for Worth Baptist Church today, we would love to have you and your family visit with us, and we would like to hear from you by mail this week. We have but one way of knowing that you receive these weekly broadcasts, and that's by your writing and letting us know. If you would like a free cassette tape of today's message, it is yours simply by writing and requesting it. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That zip code is 76119. Remember that mailing address again, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. And we shall look forward to greeting you personally in the services of Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Destination Somewhere. I'm going to read from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7 at verses 13 and 14. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the church, and for the Bible. We thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel by means of radio. And I would ask for every listener, Thou knowest their needs, their problems, their trials, their sicknesses, their afflictions, their emotional strains, their depression, their discouragement, their deficiencies. Thou knowest all of the needs today, and we're claiming Thy promise that Thou art able to supply all of our need according to Thy riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so I pray, meet every need of every listener today. We pray for those who listen the very first time, those who have been our listeners for a number of years, whatever, wherever, whoever, I pray the Holy Spirit would speak to their heart. We ask especially for our dear friends in the rest homes, the nursing homes, in the hospitals, in their own homes, in places of business, wherever they might be this day. I pray the Holy Spirit, even now, on this Lord's Day, would convict their hearts. Bless the mothers who listen on this Mother's Day. And in everything, may Jesus Christ alone be praised. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7 at verse 13, Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is spelling out the destination of every man of Adam's race. By the way, what is your destination? I read the story about William Gladstone, the Christian Prime Minister of Great Britain, who was in conversation with a young man. And in that conversation, Mr. Gladstone asked him what he planned to do with his life. The young man replied, Well, I hope to study at Oxford and get my law degree. What then? Asked Mr. Gladstone. Then I hope to go into government and do great things for England. What then? Mr. Gladstone asked. Well, then I'd like to retire and live in the country and enjoy my children and my grandchildren. After a long pause, Mr. Gladstone asked, What then, young man? And the young man said, "Well, I suppose I shall die." "And what then?" Mr. Gladstone asked. "Well, sir," the young man said, "I haven't thought about that." Mr. Gladstone, with all that was in his soul, the Christian gentleman that he was, kindly and yet firmly said, "Young man, you are a fool. Go home and think your life through." How characteristic of so many people today. People who are time-wise and eternity-foolish, planning for time, forgetting eternity. Planning for today and not thinking about meeting God tomorrow. The Bible said that a man is a fool who remembers the gift and forgets the giver. The Bible says a man is a fool who plans only for this life. Remember the story of the rich man in the Bible who said to himself, "Well, I have plenty of goods, I have plenty in the barns, I'll tear these down, big, bigger barns, and I'll just say to my soul, soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry, for thou hast many goods, much goods, stored up for many, many days." Like a bolt of lightning out of the sky came the voice from God, "Thou fool, thy soul this night shall be required of thee, and then whose shall all these things be?" I repeat, mister, if you're planning for life and not death, you're a fool. If you're planning only for time and not eternity, the Bible says, God says, you are a fool. Only a foolish man would give no thought to eternity while he's planning to live on the earth in time. Oh, my friend, some of you are just throwing away eternity while you're sacrificing everything on the altar of time. From my text, let's observe seven things that our Lord Jesus makes very clear, seven basic truths. Number one, there are two destinies, heaven and hell. Number two, the way to hell is broad and wide. Number three, the way to heaven is straight and narrow. Number four, the majority of the people on earth are headed toward hell. Jesus said, many go in the broad way, few go in the narrow way. Number five, you, wherever you are, whoever you may be, whatever your state in life, you are headed to one of these two places, heaven or hell. Number six, Jesus Christ knows where you're going. And number seven, your destiny depends on the road you're traveling today. You see, it is choice and not chance that determines a man's destiny. And where you go hereafter is determined largely by what you go after here. The poet put it this way, "The tissue of life to be, we weave with colors all our own, and in the field of destiny, we reap as we have sown." My message entitled, Destination Somewhere. I repeat, everyone listening to this message has a destiny. Now, out there the businessman might say, "I have no interest whatsoever in the hereafter. My goal is to make money here and now." But my friend, that doesn't change the fact that you have a destination and you will spend eternity somewhere. The sociologist may say, "I believe we should concern ourselves with the problems of this life and not worry about the life hereafter." But my friend, that doesn't change the fact that you have a destination and you will spend eternity somewhere. The skeptic may say, "Why, nobody can be sure there's a God and a hereafter, so let's just live high, die young, and have a good time while it lasts." That doesn't change the fact that you have a destiny and you will spend eternity somewhere. The politician may say, "We're going to make this earth a wonderful place to live and we'll just live out our days in peace and prosperity with no thought of what follows hereafter. But my friend, that does not change the fact that you have a destination, a destiny, and you will spend eternity somewhere. The agnostic may say, "Don't talk to me about heaven and hell. We have our heaven or hell right here on this earth." But again, that doesn't change the fact that you have a destination and you are going to spend eternity somewhere. The religionist, and oh, there's so many of those today, the religionist may say, "We should do the best we can and abide by our own moral laws and leave destiny to whatever fate there is." But my dear friend, that does not change the fact that you have a destination and you will spend eternity somewhere. The atheist may be listening today, and if he is, he's probably saying, "Religion is a fake, and I expect one day to discover the bones of Jesus Christ rotting away in a Palestinian tomb." But my friend, that does not change the fact that you have a destination and you must spend eternity somewhere. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment." After death, the judgment. After the sod, God. After this life, an account before God. I read in Romans 14:12, "So then, every one of us," are you listening? "Every one of us must give an account of himself to God." My friend, you cannot escape this inescapable, undeniable fact. You have a date with God. You must stand before God. You have a destiny. You have a destination. You must spend eternity somewhere, either in heaven with a redeemed of all ages, or in the regions of the damned, in an eternal lake of fire, where the worm does not die and the flames are never quenched. Which is it with you? I have two basic questions I want to ask you. I hope that you'll be honest in answering them. And they're multiple choice. Only one answer is correct. Question number one, if you were returning to the United States of America from Europe, which of the following things would you depend on to admit you back into this country? One, a Spanish driver's license. Two, a diploma from Oxford. Three, a cookbook from France. Four, a letter of recommendation from the Queen of England. Five, a $1,000 American Express check. Six, a telegram from the President of Greece, and seven, a valid U.S. passport. Now, which of these seven would you depend on to get you back into America? Needless to say, without number seven, you will not get back into this country. You must have a valid passport. The only way to re-enter the United States of America is through a valid passport. Now, my second question. If you were to die right now, this moment, which of the following would you depend on to get you into heaven? The fact that you've always been a good church member, number one. Number two, the fact that you were baptized as a child. Number three, the fact that you believe there is a God. Number four, the fact that you did the best you could to live up to the Ten Commandments. Number five, the fact that you abided by the golden rule and always did unto others as you would have had them to have done unto you. Fact number six, that you were honest, kind, and truthful. And fact number seven, that one day you trusted Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Which one of these seven things would you depend on to get you into heaven? Unless you can testify to number seven, that you have trusted Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, you cannot get into heaven, because you must experience the new birth. And the new birth is the only valid passport into heaven. Jesus said to Nicodemus, he says the same thing to you. You must be born again. The Bible says all have gone astray. Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The Bible says all men have sinned. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us that God loves sinners. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's not all the Bible says. The Bible says all men are going either to heaven or hell. Again, my text, Matthew 7:13-14. The Bible says there's one way to heaven. Jesus put it this way. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Bible says salvation is only in one person. It is written in Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Bible says there is but one way to be saved. It is recorded in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible says all you have to do to be saved is to believe. In Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10, we read, But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Remember when the Philippian jailer was converted, he asked Paul this question, What must I do to be saved? And Paul answered, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. This moment, right now, you are either saved or lost, on your way to heaven or hell, and you alone can determine your destination and choose the place where your never-dying soul will spend eternity. Destination somewhere, heaven or hell, and only you can make the choice. As we leave the broadcast today, may I again remind you it'd be our joy to have you visit with us at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, our Sunday evening worship service at 7. And we would like to hear from you by mail, and if you would like a free cassette tape of today's message, all you need to do is write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day, at this same time by radio, we wish you well. And the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.